Hey, this is Kyle Clark. You're listening to the podcast version of Next. Catch us live weeknights at 6 Mountain Time on 9 News and streaming live same time on 9 News Plus. Email me anytime at next@9news.com.
The Eastern Plains had a double dose of hail and wind. More bad weather tonight while communities are still cleaning up from yesterday. Months after a CU quarterback died in a crash, XL Energy called his grieving family, asking for money to pay for a damaged utility pole.
It was shocking. Yes. Yep.
The company now admits they were wrong. We talked to the Democratic candidates in the race to take Jenna Griswold's seat.
We really need a strong person in the Secretary of State's office.
And join us in helping people in the LGBTQ plus community get access to mental health. Because this is Next. Another round of severe weather for the Eastern Plains today as towns clean up from large hail last night. New storms hit again tonight. Here's a live look from Fort Morgan, where the sun just starting to poke out after some strong storms just cleared out. The hail has already come down. This is video of some of that hail from Fort Morgan just a short time ago. Looks to be about ping pong size, still can cause some serious damage out there. So that's right near Wiggins, where hail busted through windshields, damaged homes and battered crops last night. People told us it sounded like someone throwing baseballs on their roof. Farmer even said that about 40% of her family's cornfield was damaged. Want to get right over to Chris Bianchi. Chris, there's now a new tornado warning out in Logan County.
Yeah, we've had a busy day on the Eastern Plains. Nothing yet for us in the Denver area. Let's take a look at the radar. Broad picture, again, Eastern Plains getting the brunt of it. I do expect the I-25 corridor north and east will start to get a bit busier over the next few hours. But this is our latest tornado warning right near the town of Crook and the highest rotation just to the west of Crook. I'll turn off the lightning here and branch things out a little bit so you can get a better view. Another thing with this, a lot of hail with this storm. And this is approaching I-76 between Iliff and the Nebraska state line. If you know anybody that's in the path of the storm, tell them to get off the interstate. Give them a call. Don't text them. Give them a call and tell them to get off the interstate right now and seek shelter, because this is a nasty storm. And the rotation right in here, this is where we're likely seeing that tornado. This is also most likely a rain-wrapped tornado. You wouldn't be able to see the tornado, so please don't go looking for it. Take my word for it. Seek that shelter, lowest floor, innermost room possible. Akron just had a storm. This is through Washington County, severe warning cell. And we'll see storms continue over the next few hours. Those storms will be mainly over the Eastern Plains, but I do expect some storms to develop in the Denver area later on tonight and to early tomorrow morning. And we'll have a threat for some stronger storms yet again for tomorrow as well. So a busy couple of days. It will dry up Friday and Saturday.
More than 3 months after CU quarterback Dominic Ponder was killed in a drunk driving crash in Boulder County, his mother says the company that owns the utility pole that he crashed into called, asking them to pay for the damage. Today, XL Energy told us they were wrong to do that. Evan Krugel has her story.
It's been 115 days since CU quarterback Dominic Ponder was killed while driving under the influence in Boulder County. And not a day goes by that his mom, Katrina, doesn't question why he got behind the wheel.
I just want these kids to understand that they are not invincible and that life is fragile.
This week, her grief turned to anger when she got this voicemail on her cell phone.
I'm calling with the Claim Center Company on behalf of XL Energy. I'm looking for Dominic Ponder.
Katrina says the voicemail came from a company working on behalf of XL Energy to recover the cost of a utility pole Dominic crashed into.
I said, well, Dominic's not going to be doing much of anything because, you know, he's not here and you're trying to hunt him down for the cost of damages. So it's crazy.
Katrina doesn't question why XL would want Dominic to pay for the pole, considering the crash was his fault. But she does question why they called her and not his insurance company, and why nobody seemed to know her son had died.
Somebody needs to do better at XL.
Today, an XL spokesperson apologized to the family, saying they should not have been contacted in this instance, and we apologize to the family and regret the error.
You don't call a parent for their deceased son and leave a message for him, especially a collection agency. It's just a little sick.
Now, XL tells me they do not bill families who have lost loved ones in a crash. They say they're working with that third-party vendor to ensure the correct procedures are followed in the future. Mark?
Saw XL Energy take that swift response. It's hard to get companies of that size to say, yeah, we were wrong. We shouldn't have done that.
Yeah,
they did today.
That's right. And they apologized multiple times. Clearly something went wrong here, whether that was a misunderstanding or maybe some notes weren't taken. But clearly something happened here. They want to make sure it doesn't happen again. Again, they're promising they'll address that with that third-party vendor.
A family is already dealing with so much. Yeah. This just adds to it. Evan Krugel, thank you. Some of us are doing better than others at conserving water during this drought. Tomorrow marks 3 months since Denver Water enacted watering restrictions and asked customers to cut usage by 20%. So by this point, most cities up and down the Front Range have done pretty much the same. So are we all conserving the water that we need to, or at least being asked to? The answer depends on where you live. Denver Water said it's still too early to know. They're waiting for more numbers to come back as the temperature increases into the summer and people use more water to water their lawns. Arvada, on the other hand, says while they have seen some reduction as compared to their five-year average, they have not consistently met the 20% reduction goal that they set out for. And Aurora says, hey, we're right on track.
We've seen a reduction in outdoor water use or irrigation water use, a little over 20%. So that's good. It's still early in the season, so we really need to make sure that we kind of stay course and continue to see those numbers as we get through the summer. Hopefully we get some more.
In places like Arvada, single-family homes make up 90% of all their water customers. That's why limiting when people water lawns, for example, and use water for irrigation makes such a big impact. We'll keep checking on them, see who's doing best and who's doing worst at conserving the water. It's important. Colorado's next Secretary of State may have to take on President Trump's continued attacks on Colorado's mail-in voting system. State Senator Jesse Danielson is running against Jefferson County Clerk Amanda Gonzalez for the job in the Democratic primary. You heard from Gonzalez yesterday. Our Marshall Zellinger continues our next conversation tonight with Danielson, asking her about the impact of Trump on her race.
How much of you wanting to be Secretary of State has to do with taking on President Trump and his attacks on Colorado's election system?
Marshall, it's not just that. I helped build the system that we have here in Colorado. Vote by mail, in-person vote centers, same-day registration, automatic voter registration, increasing access for voters across the state and strengthening our democracy has been a major policy focus of my entire career. But I can't not acknowledge the unprecedented attacks that Donald Trump has already waged on Colorado's election systems. He loves to attack the system that I built over these many years. So yes, it's part of it. We really need a strong person in the Secretary of State's office with some experience of standing up to power to protect our rights.
You were seeking to replace two-term Secretary of State General Griswold. Mm-hmm. What's the best thing you think Griswold has done as Secretary of State?
Secretary Griswold has faced, a very unique time, challenging times. She has stood up to President Trump when called upon, protected our data, refused to hand over certain data, and has, she partnered with me on policy inside the Capitol. And so again, when we were doing things like automatic voter registration, that was when she was the Secretary of State.
What is something that the current Secretary of State, Griswold, has done that you disagree with?
I don't know that I really want to talk about, disagreements with the current secretary. If there was something in particular that you were thinking.
No, I mean, it's a list that you could choose from of just her history, but do you think a voter would know, if they're unhappy, maybe there's a voter out there deciding between the two of you, between you and Amanda Gonzalez, that want to hear your opinions on how the current secretary has done her role, if you are lockstep in everything she's done, or if there's something that you say, I would have never done that.
No, I don't think that I would step out and say that right now.
We'll hear more from Danielson later in the program about redistricting and if her legislative record matters in the race for Secretary of State. Each week, Nets viewers have chipped in $5 at a time to support a variety of causes helping our neighbors across the state. And this week, we can help LGBTQ+ Coloradans access mental health care. Here's Kyle with an update on this week's word of thanks.
Thanks for being with Next while I'm away this week. While I'm here, let's raise some green for a great nonprofit in Colorado. This is Pride Month. Rocky Mountain Equality is the focus of this week's Word of Thanks microgiving campaign. They serve Coloradans from the north end of the metro area clear up to the Wyoming line. Among their programs, The Point, which was created after several community members died from suicide. They wanted to make sure that anybody in the LGBTQ community in Colorado could quickly access competent mental health care. This is about getting people connected with the resources that they need so that they can face their challenges tomorrow, that everyone is here to see tomorrow. To join our donor pool, scan the QR code on your screen or text the word thanks to 303-871-1491. You have proven the power of $5 giving, and I will never ask you to give alone, so I'll match the next 50 donations of $5 to get us rolling. And nearly 8,000 of you have signed up to become monthly donors to the Word of Thanks Fund. You put in your info one time, pick a donation amount, and every month your generosity is automatically split between all the nonprofits that we feature. And that has allowed us to start recent microgiving campaigns with almost $50,000 in giving. Thank you, and I'll see you soon.
Raise some green, but make it cash, not algae. Coming up, the governor wants to stop Coloradans from using SNAP benefits to buy sugary drinks, but a new court ruling puts a bit of a cork in that plan.
They said they can just take one purse and have everything that we would need as women.
There's a huge need for personal items at shelters. A group is helping women get essential items and a cute purse, too. That's next. The Secretary of State oversees elections in Colorado and handles business filings. Democratic candidate Jesse Danielson and current state senator, highlights her full legislative record beyond those topics as proof that she is qualified for the job. That's where Marshall Zellender continues our next conversation.
A prominent section of your website for Secretary of State is dedicated to your bills fighting for Colorado workers. And under priorities, when you click on the priorities tab, you've got paragraphs that are titled A Fairer Economy, Protecting Women, Safer Communities, and Preserving Colorado. What do those have to do with overseeing elections as Secretary of State?
It is important and it's very relevant because what I heard when I went out to the community is people want an elected official in this role that has a proven track record that reflects their values. And also that you can point to say, we know how she's going to behave because we've seen her do it before. So it's a strong progressive statement on working families, on the environment, on, you know, making things more affordable, all of these policies that I've worked on in the past.
Do you support the change in asking voters to allow redistricting in 2028?
The ballot measure that's going to be in front of us this year.
Yeah.
Yes, I support it.
Do you support gerrymandering in general or just when Republicans do it?
I don't think anybody likes the idea of gerrymandering. I think right now what we have is a system that doesn't really serve the voters of the state of Colorado in terms of the congressional representation that we have in Washington, D.C. Four and four, that's just not the makeup of our state. And so I believe that the current system that we have is actually depriving many voters of their voice in Washington, D.C., because clearly that is not the makeup of, that is not the way that voters act and vote in our state.
And you can see Marshall's full conversation with Jesse Danielson and Amanda Gonzalez as well on the Next YouTube channel, as well as 9news.com. A plan by Democratic Governor Jared Polis to ban SNAP recipients from using their benefits to buy soda and other sugary drinks could be fizzling out a bit. A federal judge ruled against the ban this week. Trump administration had approved waivers from several states, including Colorado, allowing them to remove soda, candy, and other high sugar drinks and snacks from the list of items that people can buy with food stamps. This week, a judge ruled the Department of Agriculture does not have the authority to remove categories of food from SNAP. The plan already faced an uphill battle here in Colorado after the state Human Services refused to adopt the rules. Polis signed an executive order banning the use of taxpayer dollars to buy sugary drinks for state events. In a statement, Polis said he was disappointed by the ruling and wants Congress to prevent SNAP benefits from being used to buy sugary drinks in the upcoming farm bill. Still ahead, care kits are going out across the Denver metro area, bringing personal hygiene products to women shelters and domestic violence centers. A Colorado women's networking group is turning compassion into action, one purse at a time. The group is packing hundreds of care kits for women in need. Our Byron Reed has their story.
Support comes from the heart.
We have some chapstick. We have some toothpaste.
It's why Jessica Rickard is so passionate about giving back.
I feel blessed in my life. I have a great family. I have a great support system. I can't imagine if I fell in hard times and I didn't have that.
Shampoo.
Rickard is a member of the She Leads Group, an organization for women with a mission rooted in connection and compassion.
It's all about business owners helping other business owners and women supporting women. And so now we get to expand that reach in the community and really help other women that are in need.
The group is taking part in their annual Pack the Purse project. Volunteers fill gently used purses with essential items, everything from toothpaste and socks to sunscreen and hygiene products.
And I think about, we have all these everyday items that we're stuffing in purses that we have access to every day. Kleenex, period kits, toothpaste, that we don't even think about what would we do without those.
The purses are filled with 19 separate items. Then the group plans to deliver about 1,000 care packages to 27 different women's shelters and domestic violence centers across the metro area.
So they know they're cared about and there's someone out there thinking about them that we want them to succeed too.
Beth Bowen is the founder of the group.
So we'll get 500 purse care packages out into the community today.
Who says the event is also about restoring dignity.
We hope that when the women receive these purse care packages, that they will be lifted up, that they will know that we are out there, that there's this group of women who truly care about them.
Some people are going today to hand some of them out.
For Jessica and her friends, the day reflects gratitude. Because here, support doesn't just come in supplies.
That's why I love this She Networking Group. It is just a bunch of ladies that are like-minded, and we can come together and do something to support other women, too.
For Next.
It's just nice to have a little something that's special for them.
I'm Byron Reed.
And they get to keep the purse as well. It's special. Back with your feedback, already delivered and ready for you. Next.
Thanks for being with Next while I'm away this week. For years, acceptance of the LGBTQ community in America was growing year over year. And then, out of the blue, things got murky. But the nonprofit Rocky Mountain Equality is there for the community in Colorado, in particular, making sure that LGBTQ Coloradans have access to the mental health resources that they need so that everybody sees another day to tackle the challenges ahead. They're the recipient of this week's Word of Thanks Microgiving campaign. To join me and a bunch of others in giving, scan the QR code on your screen or text the word thanks to 303-871-1491. I'll see you very soon.
A lot of questions about where Kyle is. Yes, he is at the Reflecting Pool in D.C. right now. If he's not back by next week, it probably means that he touched the water and got arrested or something like that. We hope that doesn't happen. Until then, we'll see you tomorrow. Good night.
Thanks for listening to the podcast version of Next. Catch us live weeknights at 6 Mountain Time on 9 News. Streaming live, same time, on 9 News Plus. Email me anytime at next@9news.com. Next producer is Mallory Harris. Our digital producer is Marilyn Moore. Our visual editor is Jeff Sartell. Our reporters include Marshall Zellinger, Mark Salinger, Angeline McCall, and Evan Kruel. Misty Montano is 9 News' digital director. I'm Kyle Clark. I'll see you next time.